Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you. Inside the power of love is the possibility of healing wounds and transforming your stories. Can you feel the call of your spirit? What would igniting your whole being look like? Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Love Living Radio. I am Emily Perkins, and I'm so excited about my episode today. I have the amazing honor and privilege of being here with my best friend, Maggie, who has been my little soul sister since the age of five. She's incredible. It's hard to put into words who Maggie is. You know, it's funny because I was a weird kid, and I always used to think about like funerals, and I always thought about what I would say if I had to speak at Maggie's funeral. And every time I thought about it, I'd start crying, like literally start weeping. But it's as I would think about it as a kid, and even as an adult, it was so hard for me to put into words what she meant to me, and also just who she is as a person. But I'm going to give a stab at it. Maggie is pure radiance. She's like this magnetic force of light and love. And it's impossible not to want to be around her. It's impossible not to want to be her friend. She's just this creative, wild woman that is just so bold and beautiful and brave. She owns her own business. She's a film producer and is working on a feature film. She has traveled all over the place. She's just an incredible woman, and I'm so excited that I get to share our friendship with you guys and also just share her with you. So, hi, Maggie.
Hi, babe. Turkey.
I love that nickname. Hi.
Hey. Hi, beautiful. Hey, everybody.
Mags, do you want to tell people a little bit about you?
Sure, I would love to. So right now I live in New Smyrna Beach, Florida, and I'm originally from Newport, Rhode Island, or Middletown, Rhode Island, where we spent our amazing youth together. And I've been in Florida for so long now. It seems crazy to me that I've lived here for 13 years, sort of bouncing around the state and doing a whole bunch of different stuff for fun and for money and for work and for passion. And I came down here for school and went to University of Miami, where I thought I was gonna study business. And like, I had written this amazing essay about how we used to sell our painted rocks and potions and pussy willows by the side of the road. And that got me a scholarship into business school, which I pretty quickly dropped out of, to pursue film. And I got really involved in the film industry down in Miami, producing a bunch of my own stuff. And I was in this creative field that was super exciting to me, but I also saw that creative people need a lot of direction. And so I went into the producing side of things just to like get all of the juicy projects made. And that was my passion for a while. I got kind of burnt out on it and moved around a bunch, worked on boats, went on road trips with my dog, and came home to Rhode Island for a little bit, and ultimately came back to Florida about 2 years ago to pursue teaching, or as a professor at the University of Miami, which was such a magical experience. And that brought me back here. And then I started this business, which is totally different than anything. It's not creative at all, but I've found a way to sort of work it as a melting pot, sort of social experiment, wonderful, learning a bunch of new stuff and really understanding what it means to be an entrepreneur. And as that also sounds like a lot of doing stuff, we did, Emily and I are involved in an organization called CORE, which has really changed my life in the last year. Just sort of bringing me spiritually deeper and redefining my mission statement and what it means to like be me and be us walking here on this earth and our purpose that we serve. And so there's lots of fun stuff coming, and I'm super excited to be on the show. And I hope that that was enough of a little snippet about who I am and where I am now.
Yeah. And it kind of perfectly leads into one of the things that I was hoping we could talk about, which is like what it means and how it can look, not how it does look, because it never looks one way, but how it can look to kind of find spirituality in our 20s. Because I think that's one of the things that I love so much about our friendship right now. I mean, it's kind of spectacular to think about how we've been with each other for most of our life. You know, you are my longest partnership and probably will be in my lifetime my longest partnership. And we've been through a lot together, like a lot. Divorce, heartbreak, moving, living in different states for most of our friendship, losing each other for a couple of years when we were younger, you know, different schools, different towns, like, but no matter what, like, it has always been you and I, and we've always come back to each other. And I think that part of what, at least for me, what I've just loved so much is how much depth and how much meaning and gratitude and significance spirituality then just kind of offered our friendship as we both started going through this really cool spiritual transformation in our 20s. But I guess how do you see it? How do you relate to that?
So what I love about, and I have some very like specific memories of like walking at Satchwa's Point and talking about this stuff for the first time. And like, really you and I like deep soul connecting and like me too, you know what I mean? Like, I know that there's something else out there and there's something bigger to talk about. And there's something that really connects everyone on this earth and this energy and this like inexplicable driving force in our lives. But I know that we felt that as little girls, like there was, so in our 20s, it just felt for me like it was coming full circle. Like we were finally able to put words and talk about the things that we always felt when we were younger, because we also were both very strange children and the adults around us knew it, and they just let us be these wild, creative, imaginative little beings. And we're so lucky to have parents that fully supported us in that part of our our youth, I think. And, but that's why we were soul sisters and so connected at that young age. Like, we were hanging out and in our clubhouses and building these beautiful things in our imagination and making plans for our future that are like currently manifesting themselves and have been for the last few years for us. And so I remember really coming back into like the full essence of our friendship in our 20s when we were out of college and like all the crap we got that out of the way kind of thing. And then it was like, this is what life is really about. And it brought me back to that feeling of being a little girl with you again.
Yeah. I so hear that. And it was like, I also hear the full circle. Cause it is, it's like that magic was always there. The magic in our friendship, the magic in how we saw the world, how we experienced the world. And then like coming together through the new lens of like spirituality, I think just probably heightened it. And it, like, it almost, I guess for me, it almost like integrated it. Like it almost allowed it to be real, and it allowed it to be kind of like that coming of that closing of the circle that really doesn't ever end. Circles are infinite. But yeah, I so totally love the synchronicity of it, I guess. And the magic that's always been there. And I think that like even people that know us and have seen us since we were kids to now have always been able to see the magic that is like the fabric of our friendship.
Yeah. And I felt like when we discovered this thing, or we both started on this path together and then came in like, and then unified essentially in what we were figuring out, I felt like a little girl again. Like when I was younger, the only person I wanted to be with ever was you. And like, that's how I feel now. It's like, I just want to be around you all the time and like be together, and not let like anything in life like become more important than that.
Yeah. Yeah. We have some funny stories when we come back about that, actually. Maggie and I, we were such funny little kids. Stay tuned. We have so much more fun stuff to talk about. We'll be right back. It's Love Living Radio. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned.
Finding success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern. And for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's HIRE learners.com.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to Love Living Radio, and I am your host, Emily Perkins, and I'm joined by my very best friend in the entire world, my Maggie, and we're chatting about everything. We're chatting about our friendship. We're chatting about sisterhood. We're going to talk about spirituality in our 20s. We're talking about it all. There we go. Hi, Maggie.
Hey, beautiful.
So before we took the break, we were chatting a little bit about our stories, and how I was going to let them know, the uniqueness of our friendship. Although I'm sure that the, you know, other people are as lucky as we are, but, Maggie and I used to go when we were in third grade.
I'm not sure which story you're going to tell.
Our bathroom story.
Oh, I think we were in second grade, actually.
You totally have the better memory out of the two of us.
I'm pretty sure it was second grade because I remember the exact bathroom and walking down the hall from Miss Schwartz's class.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, hand in hand.
Hand in hand. Yeah, we were such awesome little weirdies that we couldn't go to the bathroom alone. And somehow we managed to convince the teachers that it was okay for us to go to the bathroom together. I don't know. How did we do that? I don't even know how we did that.
I'm sure I was a pretty manipulative little child.
I love that.
But not only were we allowed to go to the bathroom together, but we were allowed to be gone for like 20 minutes at a time.
I really don't know how we made that happen. I think people just knew. People knew that like we just needed each other and that was just it. And they just kind of, everyone just kind of accepted that.
It's pretty wonderful that we had like intuitive teachers like that, that would see that and just know that it was okay and not just like punish us based on like a system.
That's true. We actually had some really cool female teachers and male, but I think when we were in school together in middle school or elementary school, it was mostly female. But so yeah. I wanted to chat about sisterhood, and you know, I think that for both of us, that concept has changed a lot in the past year. I definitely have a new way of relating to it since CORE, and especially since doing CORE with you. And for those of you who don't know, CORE is an experiential workshop program. CORE, C-O-R, is the Latin word for heart. And these workshops are amazing. They are life changing. They are for men and women. Do you want, yeah, Mags, what do you have to say about CORE?
I just like their definition that it's a rite of passage workshop. So it's sort of everyone's experience is going to be different, but like with that lead in, it's like, you know, it's going to be fairly intense and emotional, but that there's going to be breakthroughs and mystery and connection and
magic.
Yeah, magic.
Major magic. Crazy magic. Yeah. So Maggie and I did our first CORE workshop together, and it was called CORE Woman, and we did it in Florida. And it was a lot about sisterhood, a lot about rites of passage, getting to know the depths of who we are. It was absolutely transformational. But I had never really related to sisterhood as like a concept. Like I had never really thought about it, honestly, until that workshop. I don't have a sister. You're the closest thing that I have to a sister, and my girl cousins, but like you are my sister. So I had never really thought about like what sisterhood meant until that workshop. And I walked away with such a different perspective on how we relate to women and how we relate to friendships. And especially like with just an amazing new gratitude for our friendship and our sisterhood. What was your experience of it?
Very similar. So I feel like we had already been on this path where our relationship was deepening even more than it already had. Like, cause we have a CORE connection that just like will never go away. But this experience, it's like when you go through almost like a crisis together or something, like you come out on the other side, having survived, and like it's just this like deep love and gratitude. And I would never like compare it to a crisis. Like it was the most amazing, the workshop was the most amazing experience of my life, but just that like that bond that you're like, we did this together. And also I've had a really hard time connecting with women throughout my life. I love my mom to death, but we grew up with all boys and in a household where we were just like constantly doing stuff and not tons of time for, or it just sisterhood wasn't a real big priority growing up for me. And it was like, I had a bunch of brothers, so I had to like be tough and fit in. And then I think as women and as girls, we have a lot of really strange kind of hurtful experiences with other females growing up. And I had also been part of other programs where sisterhood was preached or like a big part of it. And I never really felt uber connected to the sisters in that or to the women in those groups. And I think the switch was really holding space for women and seeing how almost like deeply wounded everyone is. Yeah. And having holding space for that and having people hold space for me and having my sisters hold space for me was so eye-opening. And like the amount of love and charge in that room, as well as just the empathy that I felt in my heart and the tears that I cried for my sisters. And that like totally changed how I saw women and connected with women. And ever since CORE, I've just like, and there's been a couple of things in my life where I'm like, I trust women a little bit more. And, but that really was the total game changer of being like, I love women.
Yeah.
And I want to be part of a sisterhood and I want to have sisters. And, so I hope that kind of answers the question. And I just think that we were such a team, like, and having other people really observe our friendship and how authentic and beautiful and connected, and how we could be in a room together and not be in any of the same groups for anything. And people just know how deep our love is and have that reflected to us was, really beautiful.
Yeah, I totally agree. It was so beautiful. People, other women and other participants just mirroring back the magic of our friendship. And I so totally agree. I think that like what was so powerful in the shift in terms of the sisterhood or concept or relationship to sisterhood for me was watching all of these women from different backgrounds, different ages, shape, sizes, colors, whatever, and how we all have such similar experiences and similar wounds, and we all carry pain, and we all carry this feeling of, you know, of being alone. And like, there's just so much connection in how similar our experiences are, how similar our hearts are and the wounds are. So yeah, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit more. There's so much more. There's always more, especially with Maggie and I. Stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their hearts, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, welcome back. You're listening to Love Living Radio. Woohoo! I'm Emily Perkins, and I'm joined by my very best friend in the whole wide world, Miss Maggie Drayton. Hi, Maggie.
Hey, everybody.
We have been chatting about sisterhood. We've been chatting about our childhood lifelong friendship and the magic of our connection. And I was thinking about this yesterday, actually, and it posed a really good question. I was thinking about what, you know, what we were going to chat about. And the first question that came to my mind, I was like, you know what is it that makes, you know, like a lifelong friendship, or maybe not a lifelong, just a really deep friendship, last sometimes longer than, say, like romantic relationships? You know, like, what is it about friendships that sometimes allow for longevity and, you know, like to last a lifetime from the age of five, when most of us, a lot of us, struggle with long-term romantic relationships? So before I say what I've been kind of mulling over, Maggie, what do you think?
I think that's a tricky question.
Because it is, right?
I think that romantic relationships sometimes get muddled with, I want to just say like sex and tension and expectations and sort of the idea of like, am I gonna spend the rest of my life with this person? And so you kind of put a stop on it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Whereas friendships have space in them to play around. And like, just because you don't like the same things or you make some bad decisions, like your friends sort of are there and love you anyways.
Yeah. And I think that's actually kind of what I was thinking too. And I think it's actually kind of a cool lesson in how to maybe be in relationship, because we don't have the same expectations. We don't have the same stories. We don't have the same pressure that we put on romantic relationships that we do with our friendships. You know, like the way that I love you is completely unconditional, period. Like there's nothing that you can do that won't make me love you. And as I'm thinking about this, like what is it that makes our friendship and friendship in general more accessible almost to unconditional love? I think that part of it is that expectation, you know, like I don't expect you to fill all my needs. I don't expect you to, you know, to take out the trash every day, or, you know, like all of the stuff that we create around what a partner in a romantic relationship is supposed to do for us, is supposed to bring into our lives. Like it's kind of interesting to think about, like, okay, well, what if we get to approach a romantic relationship like we would a lifelong friendship? How might that look different?
Absolutely. Yeah. When you asked the question and I was explaining what makes friendship. I was thinking the same thing. I was like, wow, like I do on my partners, I do put these pretty heavy expectations on them and like have to, but I also think that there is a commitment to, or it really depends on what your partner, what their values and principles are. Like if there's someone that is willing to have these conversations with you and about space and expectations and unfulfilled and fulfilled needs, then I think that there is a lot of room to explore it from a friend, like a, what makes a lifelong friendship great. But I also feel like a lot of people are in partnerships where that, like, the expectation, or maybe what is what society has told us, but I think it's even more than society. It's like what we feel as humans, that the partner has to do, or the partner has to be. And, but I think that any sort of direction that you can go in, or any sort of opening up of that conversation, can always make a partnership more healthier.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I guess the way that I see it is like, there's not an attachment, or there's less of an attachment to how that person in your life has to show up for you. You know, like there's less of an attachment to, to who they are for you. But that's not to say that we don't hold our friends accountable to our needs. There's just like an open dialogue about it. But it just, it really got me thinking. Like it really got me thinking about how much we put on romantic relationships and our partners, and also how we choose, like how we choose our partners, you know, because like, you and I chose each other since we were five. Like that was just a soul connection that was meant to happen. Other friendships that have come into our lives throughout our life, you know, you consciously choose the people that you want in your life. If they're in alignment with you, if they have the same values, if, you know, they enjoy the same thing, sometimes it's just a soul connection like you and I. But like, I feel like they're, and this is totally opinion, but I feel like there's more space for us to be able to choose friendships that are actually in alignment with us. And we don't, I feel like we don't compromise as much as we do when we're in romantic relationships. You know, we're like, oh, that, you know, that's good enough. It's okay that they don't, you know, that they don't really align with the things that I'm actually looking for in a partner, like, you know, someone that is spiritually grounded, or someone that is open to doing the work or communicating or whatever. I'm going off on a tangent, but I guess the point is that like, there's this funny balance, it feels like, between choosing someone that is like in alignment with what we see and wish for in a partner, and also the expectation and the story and the attachment that we have to what that is supposed to look like.
Yeah. Because initially the hesitation I had was like, well, you should get to be picky or choosy about a partner, you know, like if they're, but I like how you just explained it, that there's certain friends, just like boyfriends in my life, that I have not been in alignment with, and just have had like the relationships have taken their course, you know, where it's just like, we're not in alignment. So you stop hanging out as much, and then just that friend isn't in your life anymore. And then there are certain people that just are always there. They're your rocks. And it's, you know, like, if you started treating me really badly, you know what I mean? Like in a relationship, you know, we were in alignment and then all of a sudden we weren't in alignment. I would, because I value our friendship so highly, same as I would value a relationship, like I would confront those values or the things that are out of alignment. Like, hey, can we fix this? Like, is this something that is, and get responsible around that to preserve the unconditional love and preserve the friendship or the relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess what I hear in that is like, you value it enough to have the conversation. You value the relationship enough to have the tough talk or to bring it up or to fight for it almost. But
it's interesting though, because I like you and I both have had our days, you know what I mean? Like our crap days where we're just like annoyed, bothered, you know, and we like allow each other to be in that. And I feel like my partners, I'm like way harder on. Like, I'm like, don't act like that right now. Like, you be better. And like, there's definitely a lot of room to grow in relationships by like understanding the unconditional love of a lifelong friendship.
Yeah. So totally agree. It's so interesting because thinking, I never really thought about this until you and I decided to do this show. And it brought up all sorts of stuff around my marriage. And it always makes me giggle when I think about when you did my speech at the wedding and one of my uncles was like, so are they like in love with each other? Because it was so hard for him and other, I'm sure other people to comprehend that like we could have this amazing depth and like crazy soul connection and not have it be in love with each other. Like, we are in love with each other, but we're not in love with each other.
They thought I was going to propose to you right there and just be like, leave him. Leave him for me.
Oh, I just thought that was so funny. But even that got me thinking. Even that was like, what is it about our, you know, about the way that we're conditioned that like deep, soulful, intimate, like super loving, unconditional friendships are questioned like that. But yeah, it really has been so beneficial to think about like what would it be like to take that unconditional love that we have inside of a lifelong friendship and apply it to dating and romance. And it kind of got me excited. It got me excited about dating. I just started dating again. I took a little break. I did a No Man Week and then kind of continued it for about a month. And it's been really fascinating and eye-opening. And I'm like coming to relationship from a totally new place that feels so healthy and powerful. And with this new piece, I'm kind of excited. Like, I'm excited to start dating and seeing what it might look like if I were to just approach it like I do our relationship.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Yeah.
This conversation has made me want to call a couple ex-boyfriends and apologize.
I know, right?
Sorry for all those expectations, bud.
Oh, I know. Me too. It happens, but, you know?
Yeah.
It happens. And that's why, like, having these kinds of conversations and talking about what's real is so awesome. And it's why having girlfriends who are open to talking about it and looking at it like you are so valuable.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of dating, we've been through a lot. I mean, we've been through a lot together. So we've been through each other's loves. We know each other's hearts. So we like have been through the ups and downs of dating. We've both, I was thinking about this too, actually. It's kind of interesting that my second to last episode, two episodes ago, I was talking about my addiction to love. And I have like a new relationship with addiction since the past year. And, you know, another thing that's kind of bonded us, yet another thing, if there could be just another thing, is how we've been in relationship with men who have kind of struggled with addiction and what that's taught us, both about ourselves and I think also about our friendship. Feeling like a deeper understanding and a deeper respect for how we both operate, like that kind of pull to fix and to heal and be with and to love and nurture. But again, what just popped into my head is like how much healthier, like that is our tendency, but you know what? I'm going to save this. We're going to save it because there's a juicy piece that I want to get into. We're going to save this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back.
Yeah, so much to talk about.
So much to talk about. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you. Discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion, Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Practice living in wholeness with the Body Tune-Up. 6 classes for $89 designed for radical self-healing and self-regeneration. Heal the deepest root of any challenge. The mental body was programmed in negativity, not good enough, separate from source. You're too much, you'll never make it. The emotional body holds all the pain and trauma of emotional suppression, all the pain from this life and life's past. The spiritual body is the place you connect with your higher power, your higher self, with the image and likeness of the One. The physical body houses and expresses the other three bodies every day. Go to CorneliaStephanie.com. Evolve, become a practitioner. We need to heal, integrate, and bring into wholeness and harmony the physical body, addressing all the other bodies in order to live in our true, authentic nature.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh. I'm so excited. This has been so fun. I have my best friend Maggie Drayton on, and it has been such a cool experience and such an honor to have my bestie with me in this. We're talking about relationships. We talked about sisterhood. We talked about how approaching relationships like we do friendships can change the way that we experience relationship. And then at the very end, we like teased you with like a little bit of bait. We were talking about what being in a in relationship with people that struggle with addiction has looked like for both of us. And before, during the break, we were chatting about like, what's the essence? Like, what is the juice that we would want to offer you guys in that? Maggie, how would you phrase it?
So I've been in pretty much every relationship that I've been in for a long period of time has been with someone that struggles with addiction, which is a pattern that I've had to look at as well as like my own tendencies and my own addictions. But also how my perspective and has evolved over the course of these relationships. And first I want to say that if anyone's listening, like I will give my information, or we can put my information somewhere if anyone is in a relationship with someone where they are struggling to communicate with someone, or in a tough spot, because it's one of the saddest and like loneliest places. But what we were talking about is like this gift of choice and like what the experience of being in a relationship with someone that is in active addiction is like choosing unconditional love, but setting boundaries and choosing to come from the perspective of your healthy self and not your survivor self. So not putting up these extreme walls and defensiveness and taking the bait and getting angry and participating in the fights and really, I've become my strongest communicator self in my most recent relationship, because I've had to like understand that I love the person and I unconditionally love them, but that I have to make some healthy choices, not just for myself, but for them as well. And how important my communication is in these times of turmoil. And also in times of not turmoil, where things are great, but you can sometimes like push a button and when you're not really in your healthy self, like really trigger someone. And it has been a blessing to have been learning so much about communication and coming and participating in life from the perspective of my healthy self, which oftentimes is not a is silent sometimes, like just an observer and taking a little bit of a pause and a step back and really like seeing the situation for exactly what it is and the facts. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. Yeah, it totally makes sense. And I think like what I heard was choice, you know, that you get to choose, and that choice is only really accessible from your healthy self. And that sometimes that boundary and that healthy self choice looks like saying, I love you. I'm going to let you, like, it's okay that you're at where you're at, to love someone enough to be like, it's okay that you're at where you're at, but I need to choose for myself what's healthy and what's in alignment for me. And love them enough to not have to fix them and to not have to be the person that that takes it and is within it all the time. You know, like it's a really hard choice to love someone enough to let them go, and to love yourself enough to let them go. And we, the hard part is like, this is something that we could talk about literally forever. And maybe there's a whole nother, actually, that's probably a good idea. We'll maybe have a whole nother show about addiction and love, and a different spin on it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to do that. Also, oh, I just had a thought and now I've, oh, so just to relate it back to friendships, is it's that space, you know, where someone's just like not, you can love. And there's been times in our friendship where, mostly in our younger years, where we were figuring a lot of stuff out, where we did have some space and some time apart, and then an opportunity to reconnect and to do, like, I don't know, come back to that like super love spot, but like with that time and space to really figure out who we were. Mm-hmm. And like, where addiction is a part of that, giving that space and knowing that like it's coming from a place of love, and that that relationship has an opportunity to come full circle depending on who chooses what.
Yeah. And the hard part is that is not having expectations of whether or not or what they choose, and letting them be okay with where they're at.
And loving good boundaries.
Yeah. Loving good boundaries. It's like a lifelong process.
Yeah.
Everybody, if you want to get in touch with Maggie, she's an amazing resource in many, many ways, especially around addiction. And she's just an amazing person to know. So Mags, how can people get in touch with you? What's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Probably by email at Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, Drayton, at yahoo.com. I would love to hear from anyone. And yeah, I think that's probably the best way to get in touch with me.
Awesome.
And also to talk about really other juicy stuff too, like freedom and light and spirituality and all the really
all the
amazing
good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And dogs. Thank you. And dogs. Yeah, of course. This has been really fun. It's been really special to have my best friend. I'm so glad that I got to share her and our relationship with you guys. If you have any questions, you can go to lovelivingholistics.com. Thank you so much for listening, for being with us, for getting to hang with Maggie and I. If you have any questions, please reach out, and I wish you so much love in your life. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.
Thank you for listening to Love Living Radio, Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and the power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.